That is The Magic Numbers with Forever Lost from their debut album. Michelle Stoddart is the bass player from that group and is such a wonderful, wonderful person. She's actually like the female version of me. She plays with me in the UK. That's where I met her. And I can't wait to bring them here one of these days. It would be really great. They just opened up for Tyler Childers at the O2 Arena. And Romeo was posting some really cool stuff. So was Michelle. Really happy for them for that wonderful experience. Before that, brand new music from one of my favorite bands of all time from Dayton, Ohio, Guided by Voices, GBV, with You Can't Go Back to Oxford, Talawanda. I don't know what that means. I never know what Robert Pollard means, but it's really fun to try to investigate it. Now for Mr. Saga with Get Loud. We've played this on the show once before. It is the brainchild of Jordan Jameson, who is an Anishinaabe artist with a passion for activism and a passion for infusing indigenous culture and storytelling into his lyrics, rhythms, and themes. Here's Get Loud on the Jukebox. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Come on, Harry, we want to say goodnight to you.
It's just us. You know it's not the same as it was.
Well, it certainly is an earworm, isn't it? That's Harry Styles and As It Was from his Grammy Award-winning album, Harry's House. That was released in 2022, so he must be up to something by now, wouldn't you think? We also have Herbie Hancock on the show, one of my heroes, from the album Monster. We're going to listen to Stars in Your Eyes, a song that came out in 1980, so he's super funky right now. And, he's super funky all the time, but I'm saying that, anyway, don't worry, it's awesome. Bee Child is also on the show, and he's super funky, living in Hamilton, originally from T-Dot. And The Cure is coming up. That's a song from 2010 and the album Something Forever. Also, keeping it funky and keeping it real, Bass is Bass with I Cry. This is from their album Memories of the Soul Shack Survivor, released in 1995. I've had the distinct pleasure and honor of playing with Tony Rabello, the drummer, many, many times. And Chin is amazing as well. What a producer. And of course, Ivana Santilli on vocals. Here is Bass is Bass on the jukebox.
feeling good, yeah. I feel alive, yeah. I'm feeling better now that you're mine. Because
music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
You got stars. So much inside, you can't hold it all in. You got to express your feelings. Maybe one day the whole world will know. Put a sail on your dreams and go sail. It's the same old story about somebody with a dream, looking for the glory, no matter how far the future seems. You've got stars in your eyes. There's a whole world out there for you. You've got stars in your eyes. Lord, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You've got stars in your eyes.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. To hear a common loon in the wild during the summer, you'll need to find a northern freshwater lake where a pair is nesting. But to find that same common loon in winter, you'll likely need to look on a saltwater bay. The shift from fresh to saltwater would kill most animals, but loons, along with many ducks and other water birds, have evolved to be able to make that move. When a loon starts ingesting prey in water that's high in salt, that salt gets into its bloodstream. This sets off a complex physiological process that reaches its end point in a pair of glands above the eyes. These glands, also activated by the higher salt levels in the body, excrete the excess salt through a duct that leads to the bird's nostrils. From there, the salty solution runs down the beak and back into the environment. When switched on, the salt glands burn up a lot of calories. So it's possible that breeding adults nest on freshwater to save that energy for raising chicks. But most of these areas start to freeze over come late fall. And then it's time to seek a watery place that won't freeze. A salty one, like the Gulf of Mexico or Puget Sound. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Oh. Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.